Fun Phone. I'm getting all choked up over it. Production number 87, The Brat, played by Alan Axelband. And it is character typecasting. And it's a taping on November 28th, airing on January 10th, 1977. Stand by. Look, I told you that Jeffy and Oscar are due here any minute to make tapes. I'm already preoccupied today, M squared. No, I can't. No. Goodbye. Boy, oh boy, I don't think that guy knows the meaning of the word no.
I knew you'd cooperate, Stu. Here's little Arnold, my nephew. He's such a nice little boy. He's the only nephew I've got. I love him dearly.
Look, I told you that I can't babysit him.
Oh, he doesn't have to be babysat. He's 11. All you have to do is keep him happy until I get back from the Bach concert.
I thought I told you on the phone that I have to make tapes with Jeffy and Oscar today. I don't want the responsibility.
And you ought to tell Jeffy and Oscar that you don't want the responsibility of making tapes.
You know what I mean. I can't look after your nephew.
Arnold is a good kid. He's quiet and obedient. He'll merely watch you and the gang make tapes, and by the time you're finished, I'll be back.
I said no!
You're a great guy, Stu. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
I think my negativism got lost somewhere, probably in a language barrier. Well, since you're M Squared's pride and joy, I guess I could... Hey, what do you think you're doing?
What does it look like, Tubbs? I'm riding a motorcycle on the ceiling.
Very funny. Take that cigarette out of your mouth. I do not allow smoking in this apartment.
No!
I said take that cigarette out of your mouth now!
Up your ass!
I'm gonna!
Arnold is a good kid. He's quiet and obedient, and I love him dearly.
Oh, I can't slug him. He's M Squared's pride and joy. If I hit him, I'll never hear the end of it. Look, Arnold, give me that cigarette. I'm gonna stick it down the sink.
I know a better place you can stick it.
Why, you rotten little... Come in!
Hi, Stu, what's going on? Is this place on fire?
And I thought L.A.'s outside air was smoggy.
Are you guys ready to make the tapes?
Have we ever been?
I refuse to answer that. Come on, let's go.
I'm hungry.
Shut up.
I'm hungry.
Who's the kid?
I'm hungry.
He's M Squared's nephew. I'm watching him while he's away.
I'm hungry.
Figures, do the patch.
Shut up, Malloy. I was suckered into it.
I'm hungry.
Well, I see your point. Just like we were suckered into doing your tapes.
I'm hungry.
I think we're all a bunch of suckers.
I'm hungry.
Speaking of suckers, why don't you give one to the kid? Maybe it'll shut him up.
Why don't you all shut up? I don't have to give the kid anything. I'm just watching it.
I'm hungry!
Stop! Thank you. Now let's get going.
Here now with today's old-time story is that great team of Stu Funphone and Oscar Malloy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Say, Stu, did you know what the priest said when the 90-year-old lady stripped? To nothing but a sock?
No, I don't. What did he say?
He said...
I'm hungry!
Arnold, I thought I told you to shut up!
I'm hungry!
Boy, the kid really says a lot for someone his age.
Yeah, quite a vocabulary. Two words.
Here, Arnold, here. Here's a box of crackers. Now shut up and take that damn cigarette out of your mouth!
Make me!
Oh, eat shit!
Okay, hop on the spoon.
Look, you little...
Arnold is a good kid. He's quiet and obedient, and I love him dearly.
Look, you've got some crackers. Now eat them and shut up.
You did tell me to eat shit right. Now you're letting me prove it.
Mean little imp, isn't he?
You shouldn't use the word little, Malloy. You're not a far cry from it.
Aha, Lardo.
Are you going to stand for all that crap from these little people, Stu?
Look who's talking, pelican face.
All right, hold it. Look at the dissension between us. Now let's stop trying to play top the insult and get started. The kid's happy. He's eating. So let's stop all this bull and start recording.
How can we stop the bull when we're just about to record it? Okay, I'm sorry.
And now, here they are, Stu and Oscar.
Thank you.
Hey, Stu.
What, Oscar?
What did the priest say when he saw a 90-year-old lady stripped to nothing but her socks?
Arnold, what the hell are you doing?
Hey, asshole, don't you swear at me. I didn't take that from anybody.
Well, then, it's okay. Stu's nobody.
Malloy, you and your sarcasm are gonna get you in hot water.
And who's gonna put me there, Slobo?
Come on, you guys, stop fighting.
You stay out of this, Neanderthal nostrils.
Who do you think you're calling Neanderthal nostrils, Shrimpo?
Who do you think you're calling Shrimpo, lot of snot? And who asked you to get involved in our argument anyway? This is between Fats and me, not you, you oversized breathing apparatus.
I've had about enough of your fat jokes, Shorty.
Good. Now I'll move on to Pudgy.
Stu, why don't you...
Why don't you start a garden digging club with your nose?
That does it.
You got to
hey, you,
man.
Hi, Stu. I'm ready to pick up... Hey. Hey, what's going on? Arnold, what's going on?
Oh, hiya, Clem. They're funny. They're just like little children.
Well, what started it?
I don't know. A singer eats a cracker that Stu gave me, and then all war broke loose.
How dare Stu give you crackers? Don't you know they're bad for your health? They're almost as bad as cigarettes, and thank God you don't smoke any of those.
Yes, Uncle. I would never smoke a cracker.
I guess Stu can't even be responsible for 1 hour. Come on, Arnold. Let's go.
Yes, Uncle. Boy, they're just like kids. They're beating each other up just to prove how tough they are.
Well, I'm sure glad you've matured quickly, Arnold.
Yes.